بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: واذكروا إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث ما معناه: من خاف أدلج، ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل. ألا إن سلعة الله غالية، ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama, my elders and brothers, we thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we were nothing, we were no one, we were nobodies, not existent, non-existent entities. Allah, by His grace, His kindness, His mercy, by His qudrat, gave us existence. And after bringing us into existence, it was the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the plan of Allah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made us amongst Banu Adam, the children and progeny of Adam alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us insan, made us human beings. This itself is a great favor of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, a ni'mat and a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Up and above that, Allah, by His infinite kindness, grace and mercy and love for us, without us asking, without us being entitled, without us being rightful, only by His sheer grace and mercy, He has blessed us with the greatest ni'mat, with the greatest favor. And that is the ni'mat and the favor and the bounty of deen. He has granted us and bestowed us with the nur of iman, with the light of iman, with the light of Islam. No power, no force, no entity, if He desires, even if He wants, and He wants to acquire it on His own by His any all the devices at His disposal, He will never be able to do so. Because Bari Ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. That person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened and expanded his bosom, his chest, his heart for Islam, this is a very special nur and a light from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in this also, that we were helpless, we were useless, Allah alone by His kindness, He endowed us with the greatest ni'mat. And that is the light of iman, the nur of Islam. Up and above that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again by His sheer grace and mercy has made us in the ummah of His most beloved. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, when hearing the virtues of this ummah, which was going to be the final ummah in the plan of Allah and in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they were informed with regards to this ummah and the virtues of this final ummah and last ummah, and the status and the honor which Allah Ta'ala was going to grant this ummah, then every Nabi requested from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, or those Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam who were informed, they made dua to Allah. They made darkhas to Allah. They requested from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that Allah, that you make us the Nabi of this ummah. Such a great ummah. Such a great ummah. On the day of Qiyamah, it comes that thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people will be driven headlong and be going and dragged towards the fire. When the Sahaba heard the numbers, that they became despondent. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam consoled and comforted them and explained to them that what do you have to say that from these vast and huge numbers of people that will be going towards Jahannam and towards the fire, towards the punishment, that what do you have to say that there were in every 999 of 1,000, and from there 999 that they will go to the fire, and it is just one from my ummah. This again is the sheer karam and the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have been given this great ni'mat and this great favor only and only by the mercy of Allah, by the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are drowning in the kindness and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A day will come. Today we are here on the face of this earth, that also Allah has sent us into this world, into this dunya, through our father Adam alayhi salam, our mother Hawa alayha ridwan. It was in the plan and the divine wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that insan must come into this dunya. Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayha ridwan had to leave Jannah, they had to come into this dunya, into this world. But this world is not forever. That one day Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayha ridwan, and all their progeny, their durriyat, their children and children and children, from the first right till the last, each and every one are going to go back to where they came from. Each and every one is going to go back to the source and to the point of origin. Chaa se aaya, waha se lotna padega. Wherever we have come from, one day we are going to go back to where we came from. And what is that when we hear distressing news or anything which disturbs us, what we are taught we must say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That we are from Allah and we are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that one day is coming. When that day is coming, we don't know. Today everybody says that time. The most biggest of persons, to the most smallest of persons, to the most richest of persons, to the most poorest of persons, each and every one of them, what do they say? That the most valuable commodity, it is time. The greatest commodity and ni'mat of Allah, it is time. And what is the statement of each and every person? I don't have time. I don't have the time. I don't have the time. I don't have the time. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us in a hadith that when the child which is in the womb of the mother, after going through the different stages of formation, and that also by the will and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in that system also, that the rabubiyat, that Allah is Rabb, there also already it is at play, and before that already it is at play. How each and every one of us and every human being that is going to come into this dunya, from where they came, how they came, what was the point, what was the source, what was the start, what was the origin, and then eventually in the womb of the mother. That whole system, it is not just something which happened by accident. It was through the divine working and the divine plan of Allah. Because Allah is Qadir, Qadir ala kulli shay. Allah is the owner of Qudrat. And He has Qudrat and power over each and everything. So that which our eyes cannot see also, which our ears cannot see also, which our minds cannot and our faculties cannot reach and fathom also, that such a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is at play, that it is mind-boggling. This is beyond human understanding. It is beyond our understanding. It is beyond every and the greatest of scientists, their intelligence, their intellects. That is why we are taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you want to praise Allah for His name and say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That these are such words of hamd and praise to Allah. That, Ya Allah, I can do. La uhsi thana'an alayk. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that, oh Allah, that you are so great, you are so kind, you are so merciful. If we have to even write your praises, it is not sufficient. Like Allah Ta'ala says, that if all the oceans were made into ink, and if all the trees were fashioned into pens, and if a person starts writing the favors or the ni'mats and the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the pens also will get exhausted. One day it will come to an end. The oceans which were turned into ink also, writing all those praises of Allah, will be depleted and exhausted. But despite all that will be finished, but the greatness and the azmat and the splendor and the awe of Allah, it will never finish. So my friends and brothers, we are fortunate. Allah has given us this beautiful way of life. Without us asking, Allah has given us this deen. Allah has given us this kalima. We are reciters of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. A person who has this way of life, who just utters this with the sincerity of his heart, it is so powerful, it is so powerful, it is so powerful, that if he recites it at the end of his life, his whole life was in disbelief and kufr with Allah, that those Mubarak words are so powerful that all that person's, his whole life, his whole background, all clean slated now, it is clean. It becomes clean, clear, he is forgiven, and now he is given entry into Jannah. Such a powerful kalima Allah Ta'ala has given us. That is why our ulama and the pious tell us that time to time, in our day-to-day affairs also, wherever we are busy, whatever we are doing, the beautiful teaching of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that refresh your kalima, renew your kalima. It's not just at a particular time. Sometimes we are going, we are overtaken by forgetfulness, we make some mistake, we make some slip without even knowing, but time to time, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that refresh your kalima, recharge your kalima all the time. A person's got his phone, is, you know, he's 50%. He also starts looking for a charging point. You know what, I might be here, I might be there. Let me just give it a full charge. So time to time, in our coming, our going, say, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumit, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. So in this way, my friends and brothers, we have come into this dunya. One day we are going to leave this dunya. One day each and every one of us, we are going to have a private audience with Allah. Each and every person is going to have a private meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that such a meeting and such an appointment, that laysa baynahu wa baynahu tarjuman, that there will be no interpreter, there will be no lawyer, there will be no advocate to advocate that person or his cause or his rights and his wrongs. It will be just Allah, who is the creator, who is the master, and in front of him is his makhluk, it is insan, his servant. And they will have to ask answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So aisa din aane wala hai. Without any shadow of doubt, that day is going to come. So my friends and brothers, that we have to live our lives, we have come here, we have such a great responsibility. What is that responsibility? That we have to live the life, how Allah Ta'ala wants us to live it. That in every action, every movement, that my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me, has instructed me. So in that way, when we will meet Allah, when we go back to Allah, every human being is going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's Nabi said, in this ayah, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذِنَ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, that we will be asked, a person will be asked about the favors and the ni'mat of Allah. Things that we did not even understand, that were the ni'mats and favors of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala will ask from us, that you had this favor, you had this ni'mat, you had this ni'mat, you had this ni'mat. Water, like we here in the ta'lim, famada ila sadaqat, it is a special ni'mat of Allah. The data person eats, a special ni'mat of Allah. Now let us consider that how great is this ni'mat and this wealth of iman that Allah Ta'ala has given us. And on that account, a person who will live that life of iman, of deen, that he will be successful. In this world he is going to be successful, at the time of mort he is going to be successful, and in the year after, forever, ever, ever, he is going to be successful. A person leaves this dunya, the angels come, Malakul Maut, he comes, with him is a whole host and a gathering and a group of angels. And when they see, if this person lived a life that Allah wanted, then already that he is going to enjoy the ni'mats and favors. It is said that they bring the atar and the fragrance and the perfumes of Jannat with them. Nobody can see it. They bring the kafan from Jannat. Nobody can see it. And in that way then this person, now he sees the veil of the akhirat, is opening up now and he is hastening. That we have to live our lives in that way, my friends and brothers. That in this world we have to understand, we have to realize, we have to appreciate that this world it is not for me. This dunya it is not mine. This world it is not ours. That my asal and my real and original abode, that I have come from there and I'm going back there. A person leaves one country to go to another country. He goes for 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. But still at the back of his mind, what happens? That I have to go back home where I came from. But the next generation come, they become habituated that, no, this is my origin. This is my home. I don't, what home are you talking about? So in that way, my friends and brothers, our real home, our original home, it is not here. Nobody's home is here. Where it is by Allah. It is in the akhirat. And what is in the akhirat? It is either the favors of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, or the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So each and every one of us, that we are going to make that return journey. When is that return journey? I don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows it. Allah Pak says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. There are certain things like that. The ilm of Allah, it is encapsulates everything. Nothing is outside the knowledge of Allah. The first, the last, the smallest, the biggest, everyone and everything besides Allah is makhluk, is creation. Allah says, but there are certain things that nobody but Allah knows. And what is that? When the occurrence of the hour, Qiyamah, وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْرِ, and when the rain is going to come down. People can forecast, he can predict the signs, but these are just predictions and forecasts. Actually, when and how it is going to rain, that it is acknowledged by Allah and suspended by the decree and the commandment of Allah. What is in the womb of the mother, that Allah alone knows. What the soul, every nafs and every human being or every creature is going to earn for tomorrow, that is in the hands of Allah. Where every person is going to die, that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every one of us, we are going to go back. We are going to go back onto that journey. Either the journey is made easy. How is it going to be made easy? That we live our life. A person makes a trip. You came from Johannesburg to Durban, Durban to Johannesburg, you're going to Cape Town, you're going further afield, you're going to another country. Then you adopt those type of means to make your suffer and your journey easy. Somebody is making some food, somebody brought some podcast, somebody certain amount of clothing, that I'll need this, I'll need this, I'll need this, I'll need this. You got your sleeping bag, or you got this, according to a person's planning, that he makes those preparations. Why? Because his journey must be easy. Our journey will become easy, how? Going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be through the deen of Allah. That we will become obedient to Allah, my friends and brothers, then everything Allah ta'ala will open up for that person. A person who lives a life of obedience, Allah ta'ala opens up for him. Different ways, different situations, Allah ta'ala makes it easy for that person. It is all on the barakat of that iman and his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this way we are going to go back. He said when the ruh is being taken out, our souls are going to be taken out at that time. Now a person will see. But at that time now, there's no give me extended time. There's no extension. Each and every one. Now the soul is taken out. He said it was a good person, it was a good soul. Then it is the fragrance of Jannat and the kafan of Jannat and the sharaud of Jannat And the malaika of mercy, they accompany the malakul maut. And the soul is taken out in a nice way. The curtain is opened up, and this ruh is now aspiring and hoping that I want to go there, I want to go there, I want to go there. I want to go and meet my Allah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that whoever loves to meet Allah one day, that Allah also hopes and waits to meet Him. We ask ourselves that we have this. We have such a connection with Allah. And how through this beautiful deen Allah Pak has given us, this beautiful kalima that Allah has given us, that one day I'm going to meet my Allah. I want to meet my Allah. Allah is so kind. Allah is most merciful. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that Allah Ta'ala created 100 portions of mercy. 100 portions of mercy. And 1% or 1% of that 100 portions, it was sent down into this dunya. So imagine how great and how vast that Allah's Nabi has taught us that through this 1% of rahmat which Allah Ta'ala sent into this world, that all the wild creatures of the jungles and all the dangerous animals, that they also show mercy to their offspring. All the animals that we fear, all those creatures that the human beings fear, or harmful animals, harmful creatures, harmful insects, that people are fearful of, despite they in their makeup, that there is danger and there is harm, but they also show mercy to their offspring. From that one portion of that mercy, the 99% that Allah Ta'ala has kept, Allah Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that that 99%, Allah Ta'ala has kept it in store for the year after, for the akhirat, and through that 99 portions, imagine this one portion is so great, what 99 Allah Ta'ala will dispense through His rahmat. Allah Ta'ala will display His rahmat to His bondsmen, to His servants and to His slaves. A person will come like a beggar and he's got nothing by him. And he will be destined now to go to the fire forever. And he will see also that I got nothing by me. I am nothing. I have no currency. And what is the currency? It is La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. He didn't live that life. Now he will be thinking that I am going. What Allah Ta'ala will tell him? That you had iman, you recited the kalima. That in this dunya, that I covered all your wrongs, all your misdemeanors. I covered it. Today also I'm going to cover it. Then go from here. Go to Jannah. More merciful than a mother to the child, it is Allah. So this is why Allah Ta'ala tells us also, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ, that the people, they did not appreciate Allah. They did not appreciate Allah. How we have to appreciate Allah? So every one of us through this Mubarak Kalima, what is wanted from this Mubarak Kalima? That we negate our eyes, what we are seeing, it is cockeyed. What we are hearing, it is cockeyed. What we are thinking, it is cockeyed. The only time it will become straight, when we will see straight, we will hear straight, we will understand straight, and we will speak straight, and we will think straight, is when we will fashion our lives according to La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Whatever Allah wants from me, I must do. Whatever Allah doesn't want from me, I must stay away from. Whatever my beloved Nabi did or instructed me do, I must do. Whatever he instructed me or didn't do and was unhappy about, that I must stay away from. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Whatever your Nabi gave you, that you hold on to it. You cling on to it. So in this way, my friend, brothers, that one day we are going to leave. Nobody is here forever. Nobody's wealth is going to be of any assistance. His state is not going to be of any position of assistance. Numbers are not going to be any assistance. It is what a person comes with in front of Allah. If a person came with iman, a person came with good actions, with a'mal, then, and for Allah's pleasure he did it, my friend and brothers, that his journey will become easy. And if a person lived his life in forgetfulness, then that forgetfulness is such that it is so dangerous. They say there are two very, very dangerous illnesses, our ulama explained. What is it? It is negligence or unmindfulness, ghaflat and jahalat. Ghaflat and jahalat. Person is just living his life. How he's living his life, why he's living his life, he doesn't understand, he hasn't thought, He has iman, he doesn't have iman, but his life is just living day by day. Living for the day, going on, carrying on. His person's life, it was that unmindfulness, that there is no plan in his life. There is no objective in his life. His life is empty of purpose. A believer is such, it is not possible, in fact any human being, that their lives is empty of direction. It is empty of purpose, my brothers. It is the deen of Allah that we have to submit to the deen of Allah. So for this, my friends and brothers, that first and foremost, that all those veils, all those blockages, a person, his heart is blocked, he has to go for the procedure. Why? Because all those arteries there, that if they are blocked and they remain blocked, he is in danger. More dangerous than that are those things which are blockages and obstacles between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all those things are well to tell us that we have to make effort, we have to say, we have to think, we have to hear that la ilaha illallah. That every veil, every curtain which is between us and Allah, that it must be removed until we understand and appreciate that I must submit to my Allah. That my deen, my living is for Allah, my dying is for Allah. So we are going to go back to the Akhirat. Akhirat, Allah told us, whoever comes with an iota of good, he will see it there. Whoever came with an iota of wrong, he is going to see it there. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. So it is this beautiful deen that Allah has given us. If we live our lives, and every human being lives their lives according to this beautiful deen, then it is a special rahmat. Deen is a special mercy. Like in a place which has been ridden with drought for so many years. Some years ago, me and my friend, Haji Suleiman, going outside Joburg, you see the lands are dry, the grass is dead, it is yellow. And a few weeks later, just one rainfall came. And we looked at the same fields, that they were lush and green. Life came. So in the same way, Allah Ta'ala has explained to us that this deen, this iman, this kalima, it is like that rains of rahmat to our heart. It is rains of rahmat to the people. If this deen and this kalima reaches one person, then it is the rahmat of Allah. How that rain brings that grass and all living things, it gives it life. Because Allah by His Qudrat, it is not the water itself, but it is Allah's decree behind it. Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. That we have made every living thing, that we have made the source of life or the means of life through what? Through water. So the source of the hearts becoming alive, it is Allah's deen. It is the kalima. It is la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. It is the kalima of deen. It is the life of deen. The rahmat of Allah. Inna dhalika la muhiyyal mawta. The dead water makes the dead fields which we looked at as dead yesterday. One rain came and it was alive. Like that, whenever we will make effort on ourselves, on our hearts, on our kalima, on our deen, get our focus right, our direction right, then that hearts which are deadened also, that they will become alive. So we have to make such effort. This dunya, it is nothing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us about this dunya, what is it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what have I got to do with this dunya? Allah's Nabi is saying, Allah's Nabi who was asked, that if you want that we will give you the mountains of Uhud in gold. Me and you would say that hey, we will have everything at our disposal. We can do this, we can go that, we can go for 40 days, we can go for 4 months. We can go for Hajj, we can go for Umrah, we can go for a vacation, we can do this, we will do all those things. And what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said? My condition is such that it is like that of a musafir. He is traveling, he saw he had a tree, he had to take rest, he got off his animal, took a small break, took a small nap under the shade of the tree, and now he had to continue with his journey, got onto his mount, onto his animal, and continued with his journey. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us the parable of this dunya. Whoever came did not come to stay, they had to leave. We came here, we will have to leave. We will have to go. So my friends and brothers, how it is? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, live your life in this dunya like a musafir. Like a stranger, wayfarer, kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib, aw aabir sabil. Like a gharib, a person doesn't know he's a stranger here, he's here today, he's gone tomorrow. Likewise, our stay in this dunya must be like that. Abhi aaya, kal jana hai hame. It is one day we came into this dunya, the other day we lived in the dunya, And the next day we are going to depart from this dunya. That is the lifespan of insan. Each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. You see? So real life, it is the life of the akhirat. Allah, what Allah Ta'ala said, this dunya is going to go. Jannat is waiting. Jahannam is waiting. Jannat is forever. Jahannam is forever. Everything else, kullu man alayha fan. One day everything is going to be destroyed. In destruction, what is going to be left? وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُلْ جَلَالِ وَلِكَرَامِ. The countenance of Allah, ذُلْ جَلَالِ وَلِكَرَامِ, that will remain forever, ever, ever, ever. We are going to have a meeting with Allah. So nothing here is going to stay. Yesterday is pauper, today is millionaire. Today is millionaire, is a pauper tomorrow. Today you are healthy, sickness comes. Sick person, tomorrow he is healthy. This is the system of this dunya. It doesn't stay forever. No condition, it is permanent of this dunya. Person was in the prison yesterday, today he is sitting on the topmost seat of the dunya. Person was in the topmost seat of the dunya, where is he today? In the dungeon, in the dark, dark prison he is sitting. So this is an ibarat and a reminder for every one of us. The people in the time of Musa alayhi salam, when they saw Karun displaying all his splendor and all his wealth, it is said what they said, Allah Ta'ala is telling us. They said, Ya layta lana mithla ma utiya Karun. That how we wish that what Karun was given, we should have also had. Like how we'll see someone who has made it, he was a zero, now he's a hero. And we say, but how did he make it? Now we hear also the Karguzani and the report, he made it like this. Then our minds also go into operation now. Our tongues also get wet also. And our hearts also, but hey, I could have also do it. I can also do it. So these people said, Ya layta lana mithla ma utiya Karun, innahu ladu haddin adim. That I wish that we were given like our Karun. And those people, Allah says, there was one group of people, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ الْإِيمَانِ وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. That those people who had ilm and who had iman, they reminded those people, that what are you getting affected and attracted by these things? It is nothing. Gold in itself is nothing. Silver is nothing. The wealth is nothing. The rents are nothing. The dollars are nothing. And this is what we have to tell ourselves by making effort through this La ilaha illallah. He said, what is it? It is nothing. So we have to make effort on this. He said, Tawabullah khayru liman amana wa amila saliha. That what? The rewards are there by Allah. And what is by Allah? That is better. And for who? For that person who has iman and amal saliha. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said that, O Rasulullah, that I gathered the ghanimat and the booty and this, and I did this, and I did this, and acquired such a mess, such a fortune. What the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him? They said, I not show you something more valuable and more precious than all this? Two rakats. Pray two rakats. More rewarding than all those things. Brothers, I request if we can sit closer, inshallah. I was seeing a brother saying, just make a little bit of movement. Let us close up all the gaps. Allah Ta'ala reward of us. Just give me a little moment. So for this, my friends and brothers, if everything needs effort, we have to make this effort. Insan is in dhoka. Insan is in deception. We cannot fall into the same hole. By and by. Bulk of humanity, insan, chasing after something, chasing, looking for what? Looking for success. The whole human race is looking for success in one direction, and the creator of success, the maker of success, he has made it, kept it somewhere else. What Allah Ta'ala tells us, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَاسِ. The real success. That whoever has been saved from the fire and given entry into Jannah, that person has acquired the success. That person has passed. In the Akhirah, the person now, when he will come back from the Hisab, everyone, Allah Ta'ala tells us that the person who's given his book in the right hand, his book of deeds in the right hand, he is successful. He will take his kitab. And he will go to his families and his friends and all the circles that he knew in this dunya. And he will say, ہاں ام اقرأوا کتابیہ اقرأوا کتابیہ. دے لو جی, دے چیک مائی بک, چیک مائی سرٹیفکیٹ, چیک مائی ریزلٹس. انی ظننتو انی ملاقین حسابیہ, دیٹ آئی تھوٹ اٹ گوئنگ ٹو بی ویری ڈیفیکلٹ, بٹ اللہ تعالیٰ گیو می دا پاس دا سرٹیفکیٹ. And what it will, announcement will be made, so and so, son of so and so, that he has acquired such a success that there is no failure. And that person who has been given the book in the left or from the back, فَسُوفَ يَدْعُ ثُبُورًا وَيَسْلَى سَعِيرًا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَن لَّن يَحُورَ بَلَى إِنَّ رَبَّهُ كَانَ بِهِ بَصِيرًا. That person given a book in the left or from the back, that he was giving his family, he was enjoying, he was doing this, he was doing that, he was doing this, he was doing that, living that life, how every whim, every fancy, every desire, every shahwat, to make majah, to enjoy, not thinking, not planning that one day I'm going to leave, ke ek din hamein yahan se jana hai, wahan upar jana hai, one day we will have to go, up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no plan, but wherever, whenever, instant pleasure. One of the greatest sicknesses today, because of the cut off and the lack of iman and the lack of deen, it is the source of instant, or to chase and to acquire instant gratification. Like how you get, everything is becoming instant, instant coffee, instant tea, instant this, instant that. One great bimari of human beings today that is overtaken, it is instant gratification. This came in my head, I must do it, I must get it. I'm feeling to do that, I must do it, I must get it. I want to, what is the outcome, what is the results, at whose expense, what expense? Other people are being harmed, myself I will be harmed, my deen will be harmed, somebody else's deen will be harmed, no, but it's me. I must become satisfied, I must be gratified. Whatever comes in my head, whatever comes in my mind, whatever comes in my heart, instantly I must do it, I must get it. So to come out from this, my friends and brothers, it is only one way, it is through this Mubarak Deen. And what is it? Through the making effort on La ilaha illallah. And how? Through Muhammadur Rasulullah. This kalima is not complete without Muhammadur Rasulullah. See, a person will, one pious person, one of the great ulama and pious of the time, or in the whole ummah, Fariduddin Attar, rahmatullah alayhi. They say, that what was the beginning of his tawbah and him changing his life? Like how we get now, alhamdulillah, you see a person that yesterday he was like that, he was on the street, he was in the gutters, he had wrong company, bad habits. And overnight, or after a few weeks, you see this person that he's in sunnah, he's got amama, he's got beard, he's got kurta. Now he's looking at everyone or meeting everyone in a different way. Shaykh, how is it that no Jamaat came, Jamaat knocked on his door, spoke to him nicely, gave him a little bit of dawat of iman, yaqeen, amal, akhirat, and brought him to the masjid, gave him dawat to the masjid, and it was the right time, or his heart was soft, environment was there, words of encouragement, of love, of affection, his whole life changed. So such we have been given. Lives changed. There's such a work that Allah gave us. But nonetheless, so this person, there was one fakir, like a beggar. The fakir doesn't mean just a poor person, but he was a wanderer, like a pious person. Very, very pious. So he was standing outside the shop, and he is looking and staring. Looking and staring. Now after a while, somebody is staring at you or looking towards you. You're looking around, and you catch this person, and you become self-conscious. Why is this person looking at me? So he asked him, why are you looking at me? So he said, no, I'm just thinking about something. Said, what are you thinking about? He says that I'm thinking that he, by work, by occupation, he was attar. Attar means a person who works with oils, with attars, with perfumes, in the old days now, not with the machinery. Though they had different types of compounds and different types of oils which are sticky, or the different fragrances. So all day in his shop. So he said that I'm thinking, what are you thinking? He said, I'm thinking that when your ruh comes out, that it's going to be so sticky that it is because your ruh is connected with all those bottles there in your shop. Like how ours, we have to see where our heart and our soul is connected, where is it attached. Is it attached to what Allah, what Allah's Rasul? If it is attached to what Allah, Allah's Rasul, then we will be obedient to Allah and Allah's Rasul. And if there is a cut off and there is a detachment and there are other attachments, then we got to see. You see? So he said that to you. I see your ruh when it's going to come out, it's going to be very sticky. You know, something which is falls into the honey or into jam or some very sticky substance and you want to take it out. It's difficult to take it out. So he said, I can see your ruh coming out like that. And he says, what about you then if that is my condition? He said that I will just lie down, I will recite the shahada and my ruh will come out. So he said, then show me. So he took his shawl, he laid it down, lied down, recited the shahada, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And immediately his ruh went out. It was his appointed time. So this had such a profound impact on the heart of Fariduddin Attar Rahmatul Ali, that then this was the beginning of his life changing. And he became one of the great pious and holy of his time. So every one of us, we have to say, hamare dil mein, in our hearts, kya hai? What is in our hearts? So this heart must be cleaned from every taint, from every stain, from every dirt. Every type of ghairullah. Every type of ghairullah. So in such a condition, a situation we must live, then that our whole life it is for deen. What my Allah wants from me. Salat will become easy. Obedience to Allah will become easy. And how this is going to happen? It will happen through effort. Nothing is acquired without effort. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is said that before Nabuwat, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to see the condition of the people, because the heart of a Nabi is very pure, very clean. It cannot tolerate seeing kufr. It cannot tolerate seeing shirk. The darkness of kufr, the darkness of shirk. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to go to Hira. For days and for weeks sometimes. 1 month at a time, like the month of Ramadan, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would be there in Hira. And then eventually, when that revelation came from Allah through Jibreel Alayhi Salaam, that Iqra, Nabuwat. After Nabuwat, for a while, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ba'athat, that now you go to your people, wa'andir ashirataka al-aqrabin. In that time, he is also overtaken and so restless when he goes to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha and he says that this is what happened. That I don't know I'm going to die or something is going to happen to me. This is my condition, this is my situation. He is trembling with fear, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha gives him solace and comfort. And tell him that you are not like that. Then she takes him to Waraqa. Waraqa bin Nawfal, his cousin of Hazrat Khadija. And then he asks or poses a few questions. He has a discussion with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he says that it seems. He says that the time from the books, the scriptures, that the time of the last and final Nabi is coming. It is in the books, but I did not understand that it will come from the Arab, from this people. It seems that the same angel which came to Musa alayhi salam and to the Anbiya, this is the same angel that has come to you. You have been made the last Nabi, you have been made the final Nabi, but you are going to have opposition. Until then, what was the condition of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That Sadiq, Amin, Sadiq, Amin, Sadiq, Amin. And when the time came to make the proclamation of Nabuwat, and to give dawah towards one Allah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered the people at the Safa, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to them that there is a life to come, there is akhirat, there is one Allah. Then opposition started. Then embarrassment, insulting, belittling his own uncle Abu Lahab, that alihada jama'atana, that you gather us for this. Who's undergoing all this? Mine and your beloved Nabi. Imagine, for years upon years, great, great riddles were solved by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such conflicts that it would have been war when it came to rebuilding the Kaaba and putting the Hajar al-Aswad. That for years, that maybe fighting and quarreling would have went on. And in a simple way, they said, alright, all gathered on who? On Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unanimous. They called Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was solved. Imagine that such reliance and confidence they had in our beloved Nabi. But the day when he made the proclamation of Ayyuhan Nas, Qulu la ilaha illallah, tuflihu. Then the opposition started. Then roughly for 10 years. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ahasib an-nas ay yutraku ay yaqulu amanna wa hum la yuftanun. Then what the people have said, La ilaha illallah, and they are not going to be tried, they are not going to be tested. In a factory, when a product is made, it goes for a second checkup and a third checkup. That now is it worthy of being sold or being used? So Allah is saying that we gave you this iman, but like that now, that iman is going to be tried and tested. Allah says that we have tried and tested the people who came before. Allah Ta'ala wants to see who is firm on Allah, who is firm on deen, who is firm on iman, who is strong on Allah's obedience, who is strong and firm, and he has resolved to follow his Nabi. Allah wants to see that. Allah said that we are going to test you. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were tested. This is our legacy and our heritage. It is deen, it is iman, it is kalima. And that doesn't come without effort. It doesn't come without sacrifice. It doesn't come without that sense of realization of our responsibility. Our elders, they say that har ek ko kaho aur samjho aur samjhao that tum Allah ke Nabi ke ummati ho, that you are the ummati of Allah's Nabi, and you have this great responsibility. But for that responsibility, if we do not even want to experience a little bit of discomfort, a little bit of difficulty, my friends and brothers, then how is deen going to become alive? How is deen going to become alive in our lives? How is deen to become alive in the people who do not have iman? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stands up. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to them. His uncle says, Ali hadha jama'atana. Therefore this you have gathered us. Aja'ala al-alihata ilahu wahida. That one of so many ilahs, you want to make it into one. Inna hadha la shay'un ujab. Now the same Nabi, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they used to say what? The Sadiq and Amin. Now they are saying what? Sahir and Majnun. Imagine what used to go through the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi, what qurbanis our Nabi made for this deed? We cannot, volumes have been written and will be written and can be written, but we will not truly appreciate that what sacrifices our beloved Nabi made, that me and you must get iman. But we must have this kalima. Imagine that thorns being thrown in front of, in the dark hours of the night. Thorns, dirt, filth being thrown on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For who? For what? We ask ourselves. Nabi Sallam would come out and there is dirt and filth. Nabi Sallam is making salat or ibadat in front of the Baytullah. Nabi Sallam is being choked. Those troublemakers, they are sitting and they are seeing, they cannot tolerate. We ask ourselves, for who? Why? For who and why? To such an extent that Nabi Sallam was being choked and ayaz billah Allah forbid, Nabi Sallam's life is coming out. His life is coming out. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who intervenes. And Hazrat Abu Bakr says, that are you going to kill a person just because he said that Allah is one? Today we have become so easy, we say one Allah, one Allah, one Allah. It has become so easy. But look at the sacrifices with which it came. Look at the sacrifices of the Sahaba. Look at the sacrifices of those that came after. Look at the qurbanis and the sacrifices of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So today we can say, La ilaha illallah. Today we can make the ibadat of Allah. Today we can make salat. So my friends and brothers, that without qurbani, it is said in Badr, the precious blood of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that it was allowed to be shed on them. That one drop of a Nabi, it is more precious than everything in existence. Allah Ta'ala allowed it. The Mubarak countenance and the face of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that it was wounded. For who? For what? So our Nabi also made qurbani. How our deen is going to come in us? How a deen, this great responsibility of deen, it is how this whole ummah is going to come into this way of life. Is he going to come without qurbani? Allah's Nabi made qurbani. The sahaba of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made qurbani and effort and sacrifice. This is how this whole ummah started. How a person, if he realized that, look, I want to make my first million, You get some youngster, he says, no, I made a plan that when I'm 30 or I'm so old, that I must make my first million, I got my second million. That what plan have we made for ourselves? That today I'm making effort that ummah which is far away from Allah, Allah's deen, Allah's obedience, the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that today, tomorrow, next week, next month, that I'm also going to make effort in the way that my Nabi made effort. I'm also going to apply myself in the way the Sahaba of my Nabi, they applied themselves. The Sahabi is leaving this dunya, what he is saying? That Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba. His life is being taken, life is the most precious, and he says Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba. وَلَكَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيْعَلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيْعَلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Imagine, 1 year in the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is known as Aamul Husn, the year of grief. For 9 to 10 years, in different ways, the kuffar, the disbelievers, were persecuting Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the few followers with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the few sahaba. This was in the days of Makkah Mukarramah. And who? For whom everything was created. Everything in Kaun was created to the barakat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine, such a great, great, great nabuwat, such a powerful nabuwat, all encompassing. Imagine, in the last days, in the final hajj, the ayat we read, Al-Yawma Akmaltu, what comes before that? Allah Ta'ala says that you have been given that complete way of life, that perfect way of life, such a powerful way of life. Nothing can damage it. Nothing can affect it. What did Allah say? Al-Yawma Ya'isa Alladheena Kafaru Min Deenikum Fala Takhshawhum Wakhshawni. That today, kufr and disbelief, they have lost heart. They have lost hope with regards to your deen. That they will be able to distract you and deviate you from your deen. Such a powerful deen me and you have. So therefore, do not have fear for anyone. Do not fear them, but fear me. And then those ayahs came. Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Raditu Lakum Al-Islam Adina. That today I have completed your deen, I have perfected your deen, I am happy with Islam as your way of life. One Yahudi, when he heard this ayat, he said that if this ayat was revealed to us, the ummah of the Yahud, then we would have made this day a day of Eid. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, what do you know? Huh? What do you know? Relax. Huh? That we know when it was revealed and what day it was. It was in the day of Hajj also, and it was the day of Jummah. It was two, like two Eids. We know more than you. You say you are going to make. Allah gave it to us on this day, this ayat. Allah honored this ummah through this ayat. Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati. This is a special ni'mat of Allah Pak. To all my friends and brothers, that year, 10 years like that in Makkah. 10 years. Nobody listening. In Makkah. Kulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Going to Abu Jahl, going to Abu Lahab, going to the groups of the mushrikeen, going here, going there, leaving no stone unturned. And saying what? May yu'wini, may yu'wini, may yu'wini. Kon bol rahe, kon keh rahe, kon pukar rahe. Who is crying and who is making this appeal? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That who is going to assist me? Who is going to give me backing? Who is going to stand with me? May yu'wini, may yansurni. كي أبلغ رسالة ربي وله الجنة. So that I can further this message of my Rabb, and in return for that, uske badle mein uske liye jannat. There will be jannat for that person. Kaun bol raha hai? Kaun pukar raha hai? Who is saying this, my friends and brothers? Mine and your Nabi. Mine and your Nabi was going gully to gully, street to street, and then when that little backing that he had. Such a Nabi that Allah imagined, we do not appreciate the nabuwat of our beloved Nabi. The strength of the nur of the life of our beloved Nabi. The light that emanates from one sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the human beings came into this dunya, when the souls were created, the first ruh that made sajda to Allah was the ruh and the soul of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from there then the anbiya emanated from that nur. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ. Allah said it was in the plan of Allah that these anbiya that came, the anbiya that were going to come, who were they going to be? In their times they were going to come into this dunya. But Allah says that we took an oath from each and every one of them. And what was that oath? That such a Nabi is going to come. Such a Nabi is going to come, and when he comes, لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. That you also, despite being a Nabi in your time for your ummah, you will definitely have to bring iman on him. And along with that, وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. That you will have to make his nusrat, you will have to assist him. You will have to help him in his mission, in his effort, in inviting towards Allah. That human race and that human beings who have gone far from Allah, who have become unmindful of Allah, فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Allah says, عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah is confirming and affirming Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his nabuwat, his effort, his sacrifices. إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. That you are on the right path, the path of deen. You are inviting towards the right path. لِتُنْدِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنْدِرَ آبَاءٌ فَهُمْ غَافِلٌ. So that you instill that worry and that fear for such a people who for centuries that they became unmindful with regards to Allah and meeting Allah. They become unmindful. So every Nabi was taken. This promise was taken from every Nabi. If that special Nabi has to come in your time, that you will have to bring iman on him and you will have to assist him. That he is Nabuwat, that it reigns supreme over every other Nabi's Nabuwat. Such a powerful Nabi we got. The work of a Nabi is so strong. The life of the Nabi is so strong. The action of our beloved Nabi, every action so powerful, so strong. So as a kham, Allah Ta'ala has given us that work which is an invisible. Our elders tell us in humility, it is an imitation to that work. Imagine 125,000, Allah alone knows the numbers. And what is a Nabi who is ma'asum? A Nabi is normally, he is ma'asum. He was told that if your Nabi, my Nabi comes, a special Nabi is going to come in your time, then you will have to bring iman on him. And you will have to make his nusrat. Me and you, we have just said, La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah, we have fallen into the ember of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What honor Allah Pak has given us, what respect Allah Ta'ala has given us, the honor and the respect that we have, it is not because so and so is a millionaire, so and so is a billionaire, so and so is driving such a beautiful car, so and so is got a double story, triple story, so many properties. That honor and that respect, it is on account and basis of our connection and link with Allah. If we submit to Allah and what Allah wants, then that respect will multiply manifold and many times over. Our other relation of honor, it is Muhammadur Rasulullah. The more we will water Muhammadur Rasulullah, the more we will have that honor and respect. Nabis wanted to be the Nabi of this ummah. Nabis requested to be ummatis of this ummah. Me and you, my friends and brothers, Allah Ta'ala has honored us. Our lives are precious. We have a goal, we have a purpose. It is not just me or my wife, my children. But imagine, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he is departing this dunya, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is said that in those last few days, in the ayyam when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, one of the last things that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam requested, after one salat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam couldn't then, Hazrat Abu Bakr was made the Khalifa, or to make the salat, to lead the imamat. That already was an indication, because of his siddiqiyat, that he gave his everything for Allah's deen. So he was given the stamp and the honor, and the honorific and the title of what? Being the siddiq. Being the honor of being in the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the ghar, in the cave. Imagine that hijrah that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made, Makkah Mukarramah. What qurbani when talk of qurbani? Look at the qurbani. Think of the qurbani of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That for centuries, forefathers upon forefathers, Makkah Mukarrama, the most sacred piece of land on the face of this earth. Ibrahim alayhi salam lands there. And then progenies and generations. It is known as Ummul Qura, the mother of cities. It is known as Bakka. It is known as Makkah. The time come, that years when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had backing, I was mentioning that. Then the time came that that also was taken away. The two backups of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in those days were who? It was Khadija radiallahu anha and Abu Talib. These two. From people of influence. And in one year both of them they were taken away. That cover was taken away from that. Saya was taken away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to Ta'if. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to Ta'if. We read about it, but we cannot actually appreciate what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam experienced in Taif. Taif was one of the big towns or cities, the influential people, the big people, relationships with Makkah Mukarrama. So when these two souls were taken away, this pillars of support were taken away, still fortitude, sabr, istiqamah, that this is that responsibility that I have from my Rabb, but I need backing up outwardly. Allah Ta'ala is there. Allah says, وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. That you were a yatim, we gave you shelter, we gave you protection. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. That we found you not misguided, ayas billah, that we give the translation, but you did not have, you had the deen. Because Nabi, his heart and his soul, from before coming into the dunya, he's got the deen. But we directed you through wahi. So in this way, that affirmation, and then these two outward forms of support are gone. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to Taif. And what is that Taif? Esanai, it is not that inside. We go in Jamaat for 3 days. We went to the locality and one, two scoldings or one, two shoutings. Someone banged the door and we say, you know what, I miss up. This is not for me. Let's pick up. Let's go to the next town. Or you know what, the street. Leave the street. That person, Abu Jahl, the ulama I mentioned 80 times. Maybe I must say, ulama kiram, awal, asatiz are sitting here. How many occasions one person, and that person who is termed as the Fir'aun of this ummah, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to him so many times, umpteen times. So when he goes, it wasn't one day in and got opposition and out. No. The ulama explained that for 10 consecutive days, the stay in Ta'if roughly was 10 days. It wasn't just one day in, one day out. And going to this responsible person, that influential person, that tribal leader, family leader, or clan, or tribe, the one thing, may yu'wini, may yansurni, كي أبلغ الرسالة ربي وله الجنة. Come on board, help me, put your hand into my hand. I have this great responsibility of قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا. And what is the response? Get out. And how? Not just like that, with respect and honor, please, we are not interested. But how? Stoning, jeering, to such an extent that the Mubarak feet of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam become swollen and blood is flowing from the Mubarak body of Rasulullah. The Qurbani of Rasulullah. We speak of Qurbani, this is a Qurbani of mine and your Nabi. Allah give us the tawfiq to appreciate it, my friends and brothers. This must spur us on. And then when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes out, 10 days like this, belittling, persecution, insulting, all Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is tolerating. Why? For this kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Uhud, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is wounded. Different. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daughter is in Makkah Mukarrama. And the in-laws don't want her to come. Imagine that separation. Her father from his daughter. What is happening to my daughter? The Qurbani of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Qurbani of the Sahaba. And eventually she comes. And how she comes? She brings the necklace that was given of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha. And she sees it after Badr. And she wants to take, she wants to give it to in you for her husband. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sees this necklace, he thinks of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha. And he asks the Sahaba, that this is my daughter, and this was the necklace which was my Khadija radiallahu anha. My daughter has come. How deen is going to become alive? How the deen is going to spread? Different efforts are made, and no stone is being left unturned. In what? Allah Ta'ala says, that the people who do not have deen, وَلَنْ تَرْضَى أَنْكَ الْيَهُودِ وَلَنْ نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. That they will not be at rest. People who do not have deen, have iman, that they will look for ways, methods, ideologies, devices, in different ways, forms and shapes, that this ummah, this beloved ummah of this beloved Nabi, the most beloved of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, must be distracted from his true cause and purpose, his life, which is Allah's deen, Allah's obedience, to adopt, imitate, emulate his beautiful Nabi. Because if that will become alive, then a great and immediate and a huge transformation will take place in the world. Then that batil which has pervaded everything, now nur will come. So my friends and brothers, Allah give me tawfiq first. The words are easy. Allah give us all the tawfiq that we appreciate. Allah, Allah's Rasul, the deen of Allah, the deen of Rasulullah, the efforts and the qurbanis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and imitating him, the effort of one sahabi and sahabiya of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This little that is being asked from us. Sahabi will come, his face will be disfigured. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu, disfigured. That sahabi, nose cut off, ears cut off, defaced, livers, bodies are open, livers are chewed. They are going to stand in front of Allah. And we are going to go back to Allah also. Inshallah that we will make effort in this way. A little bit of a discomfort, we don't even call it sacrifice. It is a little bit of discomfort, but Allah is Kareem, Allah is kind, Allah is merciful. That just on a little bit of discomfort also, Allah Ta'ala will give hidayat for so many people, for communities, localities, for districts, for cities, for villages, for countries, and like that for the whole human race. But we just present ourselves. Keep our Nabi as our Nabuna. لَكَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. That look at the uswa, look at the life of our beloved Nabi. This also, this qurbani, this selflessness, this worry, this concern. By day, crying, worrying, calling, inviting, and by night, pleading in front of Allah. So all of us are ready to imitate, my friends and brothers. A little bit of discomfort, a little bit of qurbani. Like this, our gathering, it is for this. That everything that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with, it must become alive. The whole deen of Allah must become alive. For that we have to make effort. For that, alhamdulillah, we are so fortunate in about 2 weeks' time, the beautiful Ijtima is also going to take place. One is to just attend, but keeping our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his life, his efforts, his sacrifices, his inside, his outside, his day and night, that I also have to go. I also have to make a change and to bring a change also. Make a change and bring a change in others also. So all of us are ready, inshallah. Whatever is at our disposal, sick, health, when we make nikah also, is what they say, all the small contract, that in all conditions we said, nakah tuha, the kabil tuha, what all the fine contract, that now she's sick, she's healthy, she's this, she's that, sometimes she's going to scold you, something to do that, but I'm going to do all that. So her hal mein karna hai ke nahi? We are going to do this work of Nabuwat, inshallah, under all conditions, in ease and in difficulty also. This was the pledge that the Sahaba gave to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This was the pledge. We will just make that niyat, Ya Allah, Allah, my Nabi is not here. My Nabi Sahaba is not here. But we also making that, between me and you, we take that pledge that we will make the effort of deen. We will love by deen in all conditions, in ease, in difficulty, willingly, unwillingly. All of us are ready, inshallah? Pick up our hands. Sab, inshallah? Now the first step. We don't say the Sahaba gave their lives. What we say? Just 4 months. So who is ready, inshallah? As soon as possible, immediately. make intention.
MashaAllah. La kabul, MashaAllah. Ji, MashaAllah. Abdul Rashid, Allah accept.
Allah accept. Taqabal Allah.
Khalid Bay, Allah accept. Maulana, inshaAllah. Shaban, inshaAllah. Ji, what's the name? Hamza, MashaAllah. Abu, MashaAllah. Ji. Abdul Wahab, Allah accept, MashaAllah. Haji Nur, MashaAllah. La kabul, MashaAllah. Maulana Ayub, Allah accept, MashaAllah.
Taqabal Allah.
Maulana Shaban, Allah accept, MashaAllah. Ji. What's the name? Hamza, Allah.
Siddiq, Allah. MashaAllah. Siddiq bhai. Johannesburg brothers, all Johannesburg wale bhi bole, Joburg wale.
Ji.
We are, MashaAllah, 50, 60 brothers from Roshni and from different areas.
Allah,
all meeting together for the sake of this deen.
Mujib, Allah accept.
Allah kabul.
Bilal.
Allah kabul.
Muhammad.
Allah accept.
Adnan.
MashaAllah.
Hussein.
MashaAllah.
Suleiman.
MashaAllah.
Ahmed.
Allah kabul.
Abraham.
Allah accept.
Sana, MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. More names. Everyone sitting here say, don't I want to be like my, follow my Nabi. I want to do what my Nabi did. I'm going to follow him in that way also. I also want to go door to door. I want to go street to street.
Yes, MashaAllah. MashaAllah.
Karo inshaAllah niyat. Chalo, khare ho jao. Khare ho kar inshaAllah. Uba thayne. Allah kabul kare. Allah kabul kare.
Bilal bhai, MashaAllah.
Allah accept.
Shamsuddin. Molanda Allah accept. MashaAllah. Ji. Oyes, Parvez.
Ismail, woh Roshni wale ka hai sab.
Muhammad.
Woh koi khare nahi ho rahe. Itna kurbani karke Riyas. Where's all the Roshni people?
Ji.
Only one, two, three names.
Allah kabul, MashaAllah. Ji.
MashaAllah. Talha.
Allah accept.
All Roshni.
MashaAllah. Everyone make niyat.
Our brothers here from Durban, from Transvaal, wherever we are from, collectively look at this, so beautiful.
Khairuddin.
Sometimes from Transvaal, Cape Town, they came here, from PE, they came here, sometimes Durban brothers come that side, or to show this work is one.
Ghulam Hussein, MashaAllah, 4 months.
Everybody make niyat, inshaAllah.
Ji, what's the name? Ahmed. Allah accept, MashaAllah. Ghulana Umar, MashaAllah. Allah kabul, MashaAllah.
Allah accept.
Come, MashaAllah. No one should be left today, MashaAllah. Each one make niyat, MashaAllah. Those who haven't been for 4 months, make a decision with Allah.
Maulana, kha Roshni kwale, bolo. Riyas, why are you hiding away? You give your name. Chalo.
MashaAllah.
All the new brothers with you people also. Chalo ni?
Ji. Riyas, Allah kabul, MashaAllah. Ji. Muhammad Asif, Allah kabul, MashaAllah.
Asif bhai.
Come, MashaAllah. Who makes niyat, inshallah? 4 months pedal, inshallah. We want to jamaat, Haji Ahmadi, Mendri, MashaAllah. 4 months pedal, inshallah. Allah accept, MashaAllah.
We are from our elders and ulama. Nabi Sassu went from Makkah to Taif, walking, perhaps had a mount, but like that walking. It was the way in the system of the Anbiya to go place to place. We are imitating. That few kilometers we walk, Ya Allah, we just like to imitate our Nabi. We are imitating the Anbiya. What you gave them, one decision of hidayat you took for those areas, localities, communities, nations. Ya Allah, you make that. Make niyat for 4 months, pedal also, inshallah.
Ji, what's the name, brother's name there? Ji? Ahmed, Allah accept, MashaAllah. Ji, more brothers, inshallah. 4 months to walk, MashaAllah. Walk in the path of Allah, MashaAllah. Who else, inshallah? Ji.
More names for walking, inshallah. Doctor is talking of walking, he means in Jamaat. So you say, doctor say must walk every day, so I'm going to walk now. And put on the watch and the timer and say, I walked. No, we need four months, brothers. Must cover the whole country, north, south, east, west. Imagine how beloved the one Jamaat will be walking, with this worry, with this pain, with this concern. That Allah, 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 Hidayat, Ya Allah, Hidayat, Ya Allah. The Ummat has got Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make them come onto this way of life. Bring them on 100% deen. Bring me on 100% deen. Ya Allah, utilize them to strive in your path. Different countries of Africa, Asia, America, Australia, all the islands. Mushkil. Difficult. To give names, inshallah. 4 months. Walking Jamaat.
Who else, MashaAllah? Make me a 4 months pedal, MashaAllah.
One guy came, he said, I want to go 4 months pedal. He said, why? No, my wife said I must go. He said, why? Because my heart is gone weak. My cholesterol is high. So, chalo, at least he went. Right? Kam as kam ho gaya, Saeed bhai. So, we also make niyat, inshallah. Come, make himmat. 2-3 more names for pedal jamaat, inshallah. Come on. karyo.
Halka can make also. Zones can make niyat. We'll take out a pedal jamaat, inshallah. Every zone, inshallah, every halka, take this fikr, inshallah. We go back, we make effort. And jamaat will walk, inshallah. Say, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Jeev. 4 months foreign, mashallah. Who's ready 4 months foreign? Mashallah. Foreign tagaza, mashallah. Who's ready 4 months foreign? Mashallah. Jeev. Jamaat is ready here also. Jamaat leaving for 4 months, they can stand up also to give himmat, inshallah, to the others. Ji. 4 months foreign. Who says we're ready? 4 months foreign, inshallah.
Roshni wale. He never go foreign long. Can't really stand up. Make a start. Come, Molana, they also. Asi Bhai is also there.
Ji. Mufti Bilal, sir, mashallah. Jamaat is ready, inshallah. Ji. Abdul Razak. Allah accept, mashallah. Jamaat is going to Australia, mashallah.
MashaAllah. Taqabbal Allah. Allah kabul. Allah accept.
Inshallah. Other sat is on the way, probably. Gee, every area, inshallah. Let's take down our hearts to prepare Jamaat for 4 months foreign, inshallah. Gee. Mashallah. Hold Jamaat ready for Midlands. 8 of them. Make dua, inshallah. All of them, Allah's fazl. Visas also granted. Gee. Other areas also make niyat. We take down our hearts. Allah will give us also. So we go back, inshallah. 4 months, inshallah. Foreign, inshallah. Let us make fikr, make mulaqas. Allah will give us, inshallah. Ji. One jamaat, inshallah, from central zone, inshallah. 4 months foreign, inshallah. The other zone makes niyat, inshallah. Ji. Like that, every zone make a niyat. Go back, make fikr, inshallah. Ji. North Netta also making niyat. Jamaat, inshallah, for 4 months. Ji. South zone, what they saying, inshallah. Ji. Hafiz Ahmad, you take it on your heart, inshallah. You make the niyat, inshallah. One jamaat south zone, inshallah. Take care, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Like that, every zone, north zone, where the brothers from north zone, are they here, inshallah? Make me at north zone also. Take back the takazas, our area, inshallah. We sit in our halkas, let us make fikr, inshallah. At least one jamaat foreign, inshallah, for 4 months. Gee. Foreign takazas, inshallah. Chilla to 2 months, inshallah. Who makes niyat, inshallah? We have the takazas in front of us. So every area, inshallah, make niyat quickly, inshallah. How many jamaats, inshallah, we are taking from the Ishtima, inshallah. Ji, farmai, mashallah. Zones, halkas can make niyat. Which areas are here, mashallah? Ji, every masjid make a niyat. We prepare a jamaat, inshallah. Stanga, inshallah.
Allah kabul,
mashallah. Ji. Ashaval, Allah accept, mashallah. Ji. Stand up, mashallah. Jamaat sadeh, just give encouragement to others also. Ji. Which other area make niyat, inshallah? Masjid make niyat. From which masjid now? Escort, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Making fikr for a jamaat also from there, inshallah. One jamaat from Musgrave is ready. Allah kabul, mashallah. Ji, Arshad, what you're saying? Bellam, one jamaat, inshallah. Dalam also one jamaat, inshallah. Ji. Which other areas, inshallah? Make niyat. Masjids, inshallah. Spingo Beach, how many jamaats? Hafiz Ahmad? 3 jamaats, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. 3 jamaats, inshallah. Allah accept. Every masjid, inshallah. We open the charts, many brothers, inshallah. Allah will give us many jamaats. Ji, ma'am?
Malana.
From Ashwal, inshallah. How many jamaats? One jamaat, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Ji. Which other masjids, inshallah? We went from this overport area, every masjid, say inshallah. Minimum one jamaat foreign should go, inshallah. Minimum. We have many, many brothers, mashallah. Ji. Newlands, inshallah. Also one jamaat from Newlands, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Ji. Chilla jamaats, mashallah. What about chilla jamaats local, inshallah? Masjid, inshallah. Just repeat the azaims we have made, inshallah. Ji. How many jamaats, inshallah? What you are saying, Newcastle? No? Mastura Jamaat. They make niyat Mastura Jamaat. Allah accept, mashallah. Make niyat men and Masturat. We want both, inshallah. Allah's karam, many jamaats came out now in the last few weeks. But inshallah, this is not enough. Thousands of brothers we can still take out, inshallah. Our ishtima is not a gathering, a jalsa. We come, listen to bayan, have a nice food, we meet our brothers and we go back. But it's a fikr. How, inshallah, every sati who comes to this ishtima should be prepared to go in the path of Allah. Say, inshallah. We make the niyat, Allah will give us, inshallah. So let us go back every masjid, inshallah. I will sit in our halkas, make fikr, inshallah. Every masjid, inshallah, Uite că audă men jemaat în măsturat jemaat, inshallah. Și ce, inshallah? Those brothers who gave niyat, inshallah, they can just stand up, inshallah. All those brothers who made niyat, inshallah, stand up, inshallah. Few minutes, inshallah. All those who made niyat, jazakallah. All those
brothers stood up, inshallah. MashaAllah. Many brothers gave niyat.
Like, sir, mashallah. Few minutes. Many, many brothers made niyat, jazakallah. Allah reward the brothers, mashallah. Jazakallah. All these brothers, inshallah, just go to the left, to your left hand side, inshallah. Jazakallah. All these brothers, inshallah, just proceed, inshallah. Few minutes, inshallah. Jazakallah. Allah love these steps that are taken, inshallah. Do you mind what you say? Inshallah. Jazakallah. The rest of us, we sit in our halkas, inshallah, let us make fikr. Allah Pak has given us many jamaats that are here also. Allah's fazl, Allah reward the brothers of Transvaal who have come. They have come in the last few weeks also, in this week also, this weekend, many, many satis have come. Let us see how we'll utilize these brothers to prepare our jamaats also, to cover our areas also. So let us sit in our halkas, inshallah. Keep all the fikrs in front of us and make fikr, inshallah, on this.
Inshallah.
The program also for the Urdu Tabqa on Saturday in town, and on Sunday in Amlazis is a program as well. So let us make fikr for the program.
Subhanallah.
Brothers are also requested, keep the adab of the masjid in mind. Azan will be at 7:15, inshallah. Namaz will be at 7:30, inshallah.